Okay, good evening, Hopkins Intermediate Orchestra. I'm Michael DiGiaceno. Looking forward to hearing you guys this evening. I hope to give you some helpful comments here, and looking forward to hearing you, like I said. All right, good luck. Okay, now we have your first piece here, Forest Hills Folk Suite. Okay, a very nice start here. You have a nice sounding group. Nice job on this line, viols and cello, like nice intonation, unison playing. One thing I would say is maybe we could shape the line a little more. A little more shape to it, but we have a nice core sound. That's a pretty nice arrival there. Just watch the F natural and the bass cello part. It gives the orchestra something to tune to there. Okay, really nice work on the retard there. The orchestra, you're following very well, doing a very nice job. I think when it's opening, I think it could be just a little more boisterous. Maybe just a little faster, but something a little more playful, since it contrasts the first movement nicely. Watch the intonation on the bass line, bass cello. Once again, you got orchestra's tuning to you, so we gotta make sure we're nice and solid and centered on those pitches. Make sure that B and C are nice and high in the lows. Once again, good eyes on the orchestra and a nice core sound through the group. Doing really good, nice work here. Okay, nice. I think I could just use even just a little more, I don't know, excitement in the rhythm, a little more edge, or maybe a little more marcato, a little more separation in the notes, just to give a nice contrast to the other ones. But still very nicely played, though. Really, really good balance in the group, and some really good listeners in there. Work on that. Once again, I would say between the three movements is just they're all very solidly played and very nice string sound. I think just maybe getting a little more into the different characters of each movement would be make it a little more exciting and a little more contrasting there. So you have that lyrical first movement, and then a little more Lusty, kind of pesante waltz. Yum, bum. And then the barn dance. I think it can be even a little more gritty. Dig in a little more, especially on the open strings, which is characteristic of a hoedown kind of thing. But very nice so far. Okay. We got a really nice start with this, a nice, rich sound. I would try to think in longer phrases on this. Of course, thinking more four bars in this instead of I'm hearing bar, bar, bar. Nice sound, violas. As you're passing that line back and forth and you're holding your long note, you need to back off so the other voices can be heard, but then crescendo out of it to launch yourself into the next line. Everyone's playing that F natural on the bass line there. He throws you a curveball. You make sure you're feeling that half step to F to G and then whole step. Okay, nice work on that second sonor. So, re do. I think you bring that out a bit more at the end. It's such a beautiful little line there. Overall, some really nice work. But make sure on the softer stuff that you don't lose an intensity in there, because it, you know, sometimes it could tend to just be a little flat, not necessarily pitched, just emotionally. So we just make sure always thinking, moving the bow and keeping a nice, rich sound and involved and intense sound, even in the piano sections, especially in the piano sections. Okay, a really nice start with this piece. I would think maybe, I think these guys are doing such a good job, I think we could bump it up a bit on the tempo. Nice accent work on there. Just a nice drive to it. And then this is a nice legato you guys have here. Excellent attention to detail on the articulations. any note longer than a quarter, so down a quarter or a half, I gotta think that there's gotta be some growth in that sound, right? Or decay, depending on where it is in the phrase. I'd watch out on the transitions from the slower sections to the tempo primo sections. Both times it was just a little sloppy, I think. Make sure that it's set firmly right away, that everyone's right at the tempo primo together. Some really wonderful ensemble playing. You guys, really, there's a lot of wonderful communication going on between you and your director, and then among each section and within your sections. It's just some really tight playing. Really, really lovely group that you have here, and it's some wonderful work that you're doing with them. And the pieces you've chosen for them, this is wonderful and appropriate for this age and for their ability. And they really did a fantastic job with them all. I hope you found some of my comments helpful. You guys look great, sound great, and enjoy the rest of your evening. Congratulations.